Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早安。
Should we have a further word of prayer?
我们继续有一点祷告。
Dear Father, we thank you for the privilege that we have to be gathered here in the name of your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus.
亲爱的父神，我们感谢你，我们能够靠着你爱子的名，能够聚集在一起。
We thank you for the promise that wherever two or three are gathered in His name, that there He is present in the midst.
我们感谢你的应许，我们有两三个人奉你的名聚集，你就在我们当中。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for your presence here.
主，我们谢谢你在我们当中的同在。
Our hearts are toward you.
我们的心转向你。
Lord, we bow at your feet.
我们在你面前俯伏敬拜。
You're worthy.To be worshipped and honored.
你实在是配得我们一切的敬拜感谢。
We pray, Lord, that all our meditation would be acceptable in Thy sight.
主，我们祷告，我们在你面前的思想是蒙你的喜悦。
As we open Your Word together, we recognize that You are here.
我们打开你话语的时候，我们实在是知道你在我们当中。
And we want to depend upon You fully.
我们愿意完全地仰望你。
For Lord, we confess that we don't understand your word.
我们来承认我们自己没办法了解你的话。
Lord, we need the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of yourself.
我们何等需要你赐智慧和启示的灵给我们。
So Lord, we thank you that you have sent the Holy Spirit to guide us into all the truth.
主，我们谢谢你差圣灵在我们当中，要引我们进入一切的真理。
To take the things that belong to you and to make them known to us.
主，把那些你属于你的，让我们都能明白。
So Lord, as we have broken the bread together in remembrance of you,
我们一起来纪念你在擘饼的时候。
We want to continue, Lord, to hold you in remembrance.
我们愿意继续的来持守你，来纪念你。
Lord, you're the reason that we are gathered here.
主，你是我们聚集的原因。
You're the reason that we have life, that we have breath.
你是我们的生命和我们增长的源泉。
Lord, we recognize that apart from you, we can do nothing.
我们承认，除了你以外，我们没有办法做什么。
That apart from you, we have nothing to look forward to.
离了你，我们也没有办法来仰望什么。
There's no reason for life apart from you.
主，我们实在是没有你，我们没有生命。
So we cry out to thee that you would reveal yourself afresh to our hearts.
所以我们要呼求你向我们显现。
For we confess we need you in a very deep way.
我们承认我们实在是深深的需要你。
So we thank you for this time.
我们谢谢你这段时间给我们。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉主你宝贵的名求。阿门。
I'd like to read a few verses of scripture.
我们一起读一点的圣经。
From the book of Revelation.
启示录。
Chapter 1.
第一章。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Behold, he is coming with the clouds.And every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, Amen.
看哪，他驾云降临，众目要看见他，连刺他的人也要看见他，地上的万族都要因他哀哭。这话是真实的。Amen.
And then, chapter 3.
然后第三章
Verse 2
第二节
The words of the Lord Jesus
这是主耶稣的话
Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die For I have not found your works perfect before God Remember therefore how you have received and heard Hold fast and repent Therefore If you will not watch, I will come upon you as a thief, and you will not know what hour I will come upon you.
第二节，你要警醒，坚固那剩下将要衰微的，因我见你的行为， 在我神面前没有一样是完全的，所以要回想你是怎样领受、怎样听见的，又要遵守，并要悔改。若不警醒，我必临到你那里，如同贼一样。我几时临到，你也绝不能知道。
Same chapter, verse 11.
第十一节。
Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown.
我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得人夺去你的冠冕。
And then chapter 16.
第十六章。
Verse 15.
十五节。
The words of the Lord Jesus.
这是主耶稣的话。
Behold, I am coming as a thief. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame.
看啊，我来像贼一样，那警醒看守衣服，免得赤身而行，叫人见他羞耻的，有福了。
And chapter 22.
二十二章。
Behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book.
第七节，看哪，我必快来，凡遵守这书上预言的有福了。
And verse 12.
十二节。
And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work.
看哪，我必快来，赏罚在我。要照个人所行的报应他。
And verse 20.
二十节。
He who testifies to these things says, Surely I am coming quickly. Even, Amen, even so, come, Lord Jesus.
证明这事的说，是了，我必快来。Amen, 主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
Then I'd like to read one more portion from the Gospel of Matthew.
我们再读马太福音一处的经文
Chapter 28
第二十八章
Verse 1
第一节
Now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back from the stone from the door and sat upon it, and his countenance was like lightning, and his clothing as white as snow.
安息日将近，七日的头一日，天快亮的时候，莫大拉的玛利亚和那个玛利亚来看坟墓。突然地大震动，因为有主的使者从天上下来，把石头滚开，坐在上面。他的相貌如同闪电，衣服洁白如雪。看守的人就因他吓得浑身乱颤，甚至和死人一样。
And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the women, Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, just as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay.
天使对妇女说，不要害怕。我知道你们是寻找那钉十字架的耶稣，他不在这里，照他所说的已经复活了。你们来看安放主的地方。
And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And indeed he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you. So they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy.And ran to bring his disciples' word.
七八节，快去告诉他的门徒，说他从死里复活了，并且在你们以先往加利利去，在那里你们要见他。看哪，我已经告诉你们了。妇女们就急忙离开坟墓，又害怕又大大的欢喜，跑去要报给他的门徒。
And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, "Rejoice." So they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. And Jesus said to them, Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me.
第九、第十节，忽然耶稣遇见他们，说，愿你们平安。他们就上前抱住他的脚拜他。 耶稣对他们说，不要害怕，你们去告诉我的弟兄，叫他们往加利利去，在那里必见我。
Amen. Now dear brothers and sisters, it may seem a little bit different to read some scriptures on the second coming of our Lord Jesus and on the resurrection of our Lord Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，当我们读到主耶稣第二次再来和他复活的时候，我们有一些不同的感觉。
But you know, the common thread between these two thoughts.
但是这两个关于主复活和主再来的这两个思路。
If we read very carefully in these portions, we see the word quickly.
我们读这两处的时候呢，我们都感到有一个词就是快快的。
The Lord Jesus says to the ones that he loves again and again, Behold, I am coming quickly.
他主对那些他所爱的常常说，我要快来。
The whole sum of the prophetic word can be gathered up in those words. Behold, I am coming quickly.
整个的圣经的启示都是讲到主说的，我必快来。
The end, the consummation, the finishing line of your life and my life can be summed up. Behold, I am coming quickly.
你我生命的最高峰和总结也都是讲到主要必快来。
Because he carries his recompense with him. His repayment, his reward.
因为他来就要带来赏赐。
The Lord's coming is a time of settling accounts.
主的再来是一定要成就的。
The very concluding verse of the scriptures.
这是神的话非常确定地告诉我们。
He who testifies of these things says truly, surely, I am coming quickly.
为我们做见证的说，我必快来。
And there's a heart of readiness responding to him. Amen.Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
那些愿意等候神的，心里准备好的，都要从心里发出阿门，主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
I wonder if you've ever thought of it in that way.
你有没有这样想过？
I will share a little bit of my testimony.
我讲一点我自己的见证。
I was saved when I was a teenager.
当我做十一二岁的时候 ，teenager 的时候，我就得救。
In the 1970s,
在七十年代
，and there were many young people who were coming to the Lord during that time.
在那时候，有很多的年轻人信主。
Indeed, whole generation, in many ways, was touched by the living truth of the gospel of the Lord Jesus.
是在那个时候，在有一代的人都因为主耶稣的这样的福音而得到改变。
Many people were lost in different kinds of rebellions, pursuit of pleasures in life.
有很多人那个时候是在寻求世上的快乐，非常的悖逆。
This was a time when there were divisions in many families because the values were very different.
那个时候因为家庭的这些价值的观念的改变，很多的家庭是分裂的。
It was a time when this country was at war.
那个时候我们的这个美国也在打仗。
And in many cities across the United States, there were riots and fires that burned for days at a time.
在美国的很多城市中都有纵火的，都有很多的抗议。
It was a very unsettling time.
是一个非常没有把握的时候。
And yet this was a time that the Lord brought many to himself.
但是在那个时代，神就拯救了很多的人。
And I was one.
我是其中之一。
I was not seeking Christ.
我没有来寻找神。
I was not interested in the things of God.
我没有对神的事情感兴趣。
I was raised in a Christian home.
我是在一个基督徒的家庭中长大。
But all I knew of Christianity was religion.
我对基督的了解就是基督教的一些知识。
My mother was a Sunday school teacher.
我的母亲是教主日学的。
And I remember the things that she would tell to the children.
我经常记得她在主日学中所教孩子的。
And so my first impression of the scriptures was that it is children's story.
我第一个对于圣经的了解就是那些孩子们的故事。
Now that's very precious in one way.
这当然是非常宝贵。
When you're a child and you hear the scripture, it is a children's story.
我们在当孩子的时候呢，听到圣经的故事是以小孩子的故事告诉我们。
The Lord said, "Let the little children come to me; don't hinder them."
主说呢，让孩子们到我面前来，不要阻止他们。
But it's very dangerous if you go on to your teenage and adult years and you still have that concept.
但是若是我们进到我们年纪长大一点，年轻人或者是年轻人的时候，还是这样，那就是很危险的。
You may think, well, the scripture is something that we tell to children to have them to obey.
我们可能想到，这圣经是让我们教导孩子来遵守的。
But adults, educated people, will have a hard time taking it seriously.
我们成人受过教育的，不需要真正认真的对待。
I wasn't very educated when I was 16.
我16岁的时候呢，受到一些的教育。
But I did think I was smarter than most people.
但我不觉得我自己比别人都聪明。
This is the pride of the youth.
我觉得我自己是比别人更聪明。 所以我是很骄傲的。
I attend a church service in a building that looked a lot like this one.
我去的教会，那个时候去的教会呢，这样的建筑像这个教会一样。
It was very big. The pews were very hard.
那个教会呢是非常的大的教会。
And I remember my mother's elbow poking me in the ribs many times during the meeting.
我母亲常常呢用这个肘子来碰我，让我能够守规矩。
Either so that I would stop bothering my brother, or I would wake up because I was falling asleep.
有时候是因为我和我的弟弟们、哥哥们打闹，有时候是我睡着了。
Now to me, it's a miracle of grace that someone in such a situation with such wrong ideas about things should actually be converted to a living faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
这实在是个神奇的事情，我那个时候的光景啊，那样的软弱，但是呢，主仍然能够拯救我。It
really is God's work.
这实在是神的工作。I
remember my mother used to buy me all kinds of different Bibles and Bible study books.
我记得我母亲常常给我买一些不同的圣经和圣经的一些的材料。And
they had pictures of teenagers on the front.
那圣经的这个在那个前面呢，这个封面就有这些孩子们、年轻人的。Teenagers
were doing all kinds of fun and interesting things.
这些年轻人的这些照片呢，或者图片呢，都是在做一些很有趣的事。
They were playing ball. They were playing guitars.
他在打球，在弹吉他。
And maybe on the back there would be a picture of teenagers reading the Bible.
在这个书的后边呢，就有这个年轻人在读圣经。
And I realized when I was a teenager that there was all these kinds of tricky things.
我在年轻的时候，我就觉得实在是有很多的不太明白的地方。
And the people who loved me and were concerned for my welfare, they were trying to trick me into reading the Bible.
很多爱我的，对我关心的人呢，就用这些的巧妙的事情呢，让我能够读圣经。There
was even one Bible that had a cover that looked like a newspaper.
有一个圣经的版本呢，它的封面呢，像一个报纸。And
it was almost like, well, you pick it up and you thought you were reading the newspaper, but then, oh, you discover, oh, no, it's the Bible.
有时候你拿起来说，哦，我来读这个报纸，但是我们读就读到圣经。Now
I look back on that and I really thank the Lord.
我回头想这些事，我就非常感谢主。I
see in that my mother's love for me.
我看到我母亲对我的爱。And
she went to the Lord when I was 17.
我17岁的时候，我的母亲就被主接去。And
for many years, every time I looked at those Bibles and books, I would be reminded of how much she loved me.
很多年来，我看到这些。 圣经的时候呢，我就想到他是多么爱我。
But I don't think it would break her heart for me to tell you that I did not come to Jesus because of those books or because of those fancy Bibles.
我不能告诉他呢，我可以告诉他，我信主不是因为这些非常好非常封面非常多的这些圣经。
What really impressed me was when I met another young person who was on fire for Jesus Christ.
真正发生的是我遇到了一个对主有非常热心的和我的同龄的人。
Here was somebody like me, but they really believe in Jesus.
这里我遇见一位是和我差不多的，但是他实在是信主耶稣。
And they speak of Jesus as if he's a living person.
他们谈到主的时候，主耶稣的时候，就像一个活生生的。
And they say that they talk to Jesus.
他们说我与耶稣交谈。
And that Jesus hears them.
主耶稣就听他们讲。
And that Jesus speaks to them.
主耶稣也向他们说话。
And through the Bible, he still speaks.
通过圣经，他仍然在讲话。
And not only is he a person that I can know today and talk to and have him talk to me.
不仅主耶稣是今天我们可以来与他讲话，他与我们讲话的一位。
But he's coming back very soon.
他而且他要再回来。
And it will be possible for me to see him face to face.
使得我们能够和他面对面的相见。
And that this is why he died on the cross.
这是他为什么在十字架上受死。
So that when I stood before him,
当我们能够面对他的时候,
I would be full of joy.
我会满了喜乐。
And not full of shame.
不是满了羞愧。
For I always knew from when I was quite young that the last day is the judgment day.
我总是知道，从我很小的时候我就知道，最后呢是一个审判的日子。
Now that wasn't something that we talked about much, at least in the Methodism where I grew up.
在我所信的那个Methodist 的这个教派我不是特别讲到这一点。
But there were other Christian groups.And my family maybe thought they were a little bit extreme.
那个时候有一些的宗教团体呢，我的家庭觉得是很极端的。
And they talked about Jesus coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory.
那他们呢就讲到主耶稣要驾云降临，大有能力。
And that those who are right with God would rejoice at his coming.
那些与主信主的就非常高兴主的再来。
And that those who are not right with God would shrink back in fear and in shame.
那些与主不能合一的，那就要羞愧。
Because the day of His coming, the day of the Lord, is a day of judgment.
因为主再来的日子就是审判的日子。
But now the impression that this left on my heart, I was quite amazed.
这个印象呢就给我一个很惊奇的印象。
I remember some of my Christian friends who carried their Bible everywhere they went.
我记得我们有些的基督徒的朋友，他们到哪里就把圣经带到哪里。
And I had never known anyone that would carry a Bible everywhere.
我不知道有人能够把圣经带到各处。
I knew that you carry your Bible to church on Sunday if you remembered it.
我只是知道，若是你记得在主日到主聚会的时候带着圣经。
And if you forgot it, it didn't matter because you could just get one at the church.
若是你忘掉也没关系，因为你总是在教会中可以找到圣经。
I mean, that was my thinking.
这是我的想法。
Take easy come, easy go.
是非常容易的生活。
But I've met.Young Christians who carry their Bible everywhere.
但是我那时候就遇到很多年轻的基督徒，他走到哪里把圣经带到哪里。
And the reason was because what's in the Bible it applies everywhere all the time.
因为在圣经中所讲的是适合每一个情形。
And I realized that I thought that it only applied some places and sometimes.
但是我那时候原来想法。是圣经只是在一些的地方一些的时间有效。
Especially if my father was teaching Sunday school.
我的父亲是特别是我的父亲也教主日学。
Because it's very embarrassing if your own son does not read the lesson.
那时候呢，我的想法就是，我父亲若是我不读圣经的话，我父亲将会很羞辱。
So he made sure I would read it.
所以他呢就使我能够读圣经。
And when the lesson was over, well, the Bible was over, as far as I knew.
当这个课程一下课，圣经就结束了他的使命。
But this is what impressed my heart was not only young people who carry the Bible places, but there was one friend in particular. He had a scrapbook of newspaper clippings.
我记得很清楚的是，不仅有些我的朋友都把圣经带到各处，还有一个特别的朋友呢，他有好多的这个剪的报纸。
And there were all of these events that were news items that he had cut out and he assembled in his notebook.
他就把一些报纸中的很多的这新闻的事项都剪接下来。
And for anyone who is willing to listen, and many people who are not willing to listen, he would open this and show them how the Bible is the prophetic word of God.
那些愿意听他讲的，他就来向他们讲述圣经中是如何预言这个世界的事情。
That it happens in history exactly as it is predicted in the scriptures.
他就讲到这些在历史中，人类历史中所发生的事情是正是圣经中所预言的。
And he knew about events in the Middle East.
他知道在中东发生的很多的事情。
And he had memorized large portions of the book of Daniel and the book of Revelation and Matthew 24.
他用心记住了，就像但以理书在启示录，还有马太福音第二十四章。
Now, granted, this was youthful exuberance.
我们实在是承认这是非常的热心的。
But the Holy Spirit took this and really used that to make a deep impression on my life.
但是呢，圣灵就借着这件事情，在我的心中产生一个很深的印象。
Because it took the Lord Jesus out of sort of the ancient past.
因为这件事情就把主耶稣从远古的时候的事情
and brought him right in to this day, this hour, this time.
就把主耶稣带到我们这个时代、这个时候、这个地点。
And I remember when I received the Lord, it was really in a sense a returning to the Lord.
我接受主的时候，我就感觉到我实在是又归向了主。
There was the deep conviction Jesus is coming back very soon.
我里面有个很深的这样的一个想法，就是主耶稣一定会很快要来。
But I must confess, that conviction was severely tested.
我必须承认我这样的一个信念也得到了试验。
Because, you know, as it is with young people, eventually you have to go back to school.
对于年轻人我们都知道呢，他们要回到学校学习。
And so all these interesting conversations that you might have in the summertime, I was saved actually in the month of July, actually.
我是在七月份，在夏天的季节得救的。
All of these interesting conversations, they have a way of fading into the background once Labor Day comes around.
在夏天我得救那个时候，很多的交谈，很多的思想呢，到了这个到了九月份的时候呢，就慢慢的成为背景。
And then it's not so much the Lord Jesus coming quickly, but my homeroom is coming quickly.
不是，好像就不是主耶稣很快要来啊，是我的这个
school is
我的这些学习的功课要来了。
And then we'll be busy with so many things.
我就会非常的忙碌。
And this is the way it was in my experience.
这是我的经验。
There was always that lingering suspicion that, well, coming quickly must not mean coming quickly.
我有时候就有一点的怀疑，这个主必快来，是不是要快来？
And different ones tried to explain this to me. They say, well, with God, 1,000 years is just one day.
有些人就给我讲哈，主看千年如一日。
And one day is like 1,000 years.
一日如千年。
And so quickly for God may not mean what it means for you.
对主他要快来，对我们不见得快来。
And I started to think, well, that's true. The Bible has been saying that Jesus was going to come quickly for 2,000 years.
我想圣经一直在讲 主要快来已经两千年了，怎么还没有来？
And maybe for God that's only 2 days.
或许这只是对神来说只是两天的时间。
But for people like me, well, that's 2,000 years.
像我这样的人呢，这两天就是两千年。
So it didn't really seem to be as gripping as it did at first.
我就后来呢，我就不是那么特别的能够抓住主再来的这个信息。
In fact, we knew some people who tried to discourage us from applying to different universities.
有些人呢就不让我们申请某些的学校。
Because the thought was that the Lord Jesus is coming quickly.
因为主马上就要来了。
And if he's coming quickly, then to invest all the time and effort and money in a university education is a waste of time.
因为主马上就要来，我们要在大学里面花钱、花精力、花我们的这一切的这些摆上，实在是浪费。
And for many of us who didn't like studying very much, that was good news.
我们好多不爱学习的呢，听了就觉得非常顺耳，好消息。
It wasn't until many years later that we realized, well, the Lord hadn't come yet, and still we couldn't get a job yet.
几年以后呢，我们想到主还没有来，但我们又没有办法，因为教育的情况又没办法得到工作。
So I do confess, there was a long time when I start to think, you know, I start to question about all these things.
我实在承认，在有很长段时间，我在怀疑主必快来这件事情。
And when I hear people talk about the second coming of the Lord, it seems like everyone has so many different opinions.
我在看到很多人讲主再来的时候，有那么多不同的意见。
And all of a sudden, people are arguing with each other about all these things.
人们也经常的会彼此的这样争论这件事情。
And so I would try to study, and I would get all the books and all the concordance, and I try to study all these prophecies of the last days.
我就找很多参考书来读圣经，来研究这些圣经的预言。
And sometimes it just seemed like it was more and more confusing.
但是呢，我觉得越学呢，我就觉得越是在混淆。
The book of Revelation says, "Hold fast the words of the prophecy of this book."
启示录告诉我们一定要坚持持守这些预言。
But it seemed very, very difficult.
但是呢，这实在是非常难。
And it seemed like you almost have to have a university education to even start to figure it out.
好像是要我们需要一个大学的学历才能够来坚持。
But all the university educated scholars, these were the people that when they spoke on the pulpit, you fell asleep.
但是呢，我们大学的这些教师呢，他讲这些事情呢，我们就睡着了。
Now, please bear with me. I just share with you the perspective from a young person when I was young.
请原谅我讲呢，我现在讲的是我当时年轻人的时候那些的观点。
When I was in my early 20s,I heard a brother minister the word.
在我二十出头的时候呢，我听到有弟兄们为我来讲神的话。
And at this time, I was very enthusiastic about what I thought was the deeper things of Christian life.
那时候呢，我对于基督里面的基督教里面的一些很深的东西呢，我非常的热心。
Right, because I thought I was a pretty deep person.
我觉得我自己呢，很深入。
Not a simple person.
不是一个简单的，我是很了不起的。
And so I like the deeper things better than the simple things.
我很复杂，所以我很喜欢这些深奥的事情。
But really, you know, I was still searching for that sense of the reality of the person of the Lord Jesus that I knew when I first came to the Lord.
我实在是觉得我那个时候要寻找的就是我当得救刚得救的时候对于主的那个认识。
And I didn't realize it at the time, but every time I visit this church or that church or this assembly or that assembly, I'm looking for something.
我那时候或许不知道，但是呢，我实在是在参加各个聚会、不同的地方的聚会的时候，我是在寻找一件事。
I couldn't really say exactly what that was. It wasn't just a certain style of music.
我好像是讲不清楚，但是我觉得不是音乐。
It wasn't whether they let people like me with long hair come into meeting, which was an issue back then.
不是像我的头发长长的到聚会里面。
It wasn't whether it was very formal or whether it was very relaxed.
也不是这个教会的聚会是比较正式的还是不正式的。
But is there that sense of the presence of the living Christ.
我所找的是那个是不是有那个复活的主在其中。
I realized that my spirit was seeking him.
我实在是觉得我的这个灵里面来寻求我们的主。
The hunger and the thirst within was hunger and thirst for Christ himself.
我里面的渴慕实在是渴慕我们的主。
Now later on I read many books that said that, but at the time I didn't read that. There was something deep inside.
我那个时候不知道,不明白,但是呢,我后来看的书呢,就知道呢,我是在寻找这样的。
And it was a kind of thing like somebody say, what are you looking for?
有些人要问我,你在找什么?
I say, I don't know, but I'll let you know when I find it.
我会说呢,我不知道,但是呢,我找到以后我就会告诉你。
And it's just that way. It's just that way when you have a heart that's set to seek Him.
这实在是就是这样,我们的心想转向神,寻求神的时候,
there's an echo inside that says, Amen.
在我们里面就有一个回应说,是的。
It's not just talking about Him, but He's here. He's here.
不是讲,而是我们里面有个回应说,主是在这儿,主是在这儿。
And somehow before it was really easy for me to talk about all these things.
以前的时候我觉得很容易谈这些事情。
Well, this verse, and compare it to that verse, and this interpretation and that interpretation, does the rapture come before the tribulation or after?
我会讲到很多的这个经节比较那个经节,主来是在被提之前还是被提之后?
Is everybody raptured or only overcomers raptured?
是只是那些得胜的人被提,还是所有的信徒被提?
All of these different kinds of things give way to a quietness in the presence of Him.
这一些的争论也好,一些的事情,慢慢的就消失,使得我里面能够安静下来寻求神。
Dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
this is all the difference.
这使得我们有一个很大的不同。
And at this conference, I didn't know what I was getting into. Actually, it was a conference, and it was in Richmond, Virginia. It was in
1983. 在1983年,我到弗吉尼亚Richmond那边参加一个特会。
And I was studying, it was in the summer, and I had a break, and went down for part of the weekend with a friend.
我那个时候是在夏季,那我就有时间和一些朋友一起去参加。
And I was in my early 20s at this time.
那时候我是20出头。
And we went in, and the meeting was already in session.
我们去的时候呢,会已经开始了。
And I distinctly remember, if I'd had a hat on, I would have taken my hat off.
我记得呢,若是我当时戴帽子的话,我会把帽子摘下来。
If you know what I mean, there is just a sense of gravity, of seriousness there.
你不知道你不明白我刚才说的,就是讲到我进到会场,就感觉到那里面有一个很严肃的气氛。
And it was so still and quiet, you could hear a pin drop.
那样实在是特别的安静,连针掉在地上都能听到。
And yet it wasn't tense and nervous.
但不是紧张,不是紧张的感觉。
If I was, from when I was a child, if I was very still and wasn't making any sounds, it was because I was very tense and very nervous.
当我小的时候,我很安静的时候呢,我是因为是我非常紧张的时候。
But this was a sense of rest and of peace.
但是那个时候的感觉不一样,那是实在是一个安息,安静,得休息的感觉。
There was a dear brother in the Lord, an elderly Chinese brother.
有一个年长的中国的弟兄。
And he was speaking a message about the soon coming of the Lord Jesus.
那时候他就讲到主必快来的信息。
And I didn't know it at the time, but later on I discovered that the title of that message was The Time Is Up.
我那时候不知道，但我后来知道呢，整个的信息的主题就是时间到了，时候到了。
In other words, the time, it's not the time is near, but the time is up.
那是讲到不是快到了时间，而是时间已经到了。
The time is here.
时间已经在我们现在。
And he spoke of the Lord Jesus coming as if it could happen now.
我们这位弟兄讲到呢，主要来，似乎就是说现在现实，主就可以来。
And I remember this very distinctly because the effect of the ministry of this word had on me.
我记得特别的清楚，因为神的话呢，就这样呢来深深的影响我。
Now, if I talk to you outside, I would probably have all kinds of reasons and arguments about this interpretation and that.
若是我在外面给你谈论的话，我会讲到很多不同的圣经的解释。
But this was very different.
但这次呢，经历呢是很不同的。
There was a deep sense of conviction upon my heart.
那次呢，就给我在心里面有一个非常深的印象。
That even though I believe in the Lord Jesus,
虽然我信也信主耶稣
that I saw myself as following the Lord Jesus,
我也觉得我自己是在跟随主
somehow in a moment I saw that there are many things in my life that are not right before God.
但是我那个时候就觉得 我生命中很多事情和主呢不是符合主的要求
and that were I to stand before him now,
我现在在神面前的光景
I would not be ready.
我没有准备好。
But it wasn't a sense of condemnation.
这不是定罪的感觉。
There was nothing in the message of threatening or warning about punishments and loss of eternal rewards.
在我们弟兄的信息中不是来定罪我们，对我们有惩罚或者是让我们失去赏赐的这样的定罪。
It was more like the urgent warnings and caution that comes from someone who loves you.
更是像一位爱你的人对你的催促，对你的警告。
And it really was impressed on my heart, you know, that the Lord Jesus, he wants to come back, and he is ready to come back today.
实在是在我里面有个很深的感觉，就是主耶稣要让我们知道他必快来，要让我们准备好。
But that it would grieve the Lord Jesus if he were to return, and my response to him would be one of shame and sorrow.
我是在里面感觉到，若是我准备不好那主再来接我们的时候，我没有预备好，主就给主带来羞辱。
And so he would speak in this gentle but persistent way.
我们弟兄呢就这样的非常温柔的但是非常坚持的向我们讲话。
Behold, in other words, pay attention.
他说看哪就是说要注意。
I am coming quickly.
我必快来。
Take heed that no one sees your crown.
你要注意不要让人夺取你的冠冕。
And somehow, all of these, interpretation, it really didn't seem to matter so much.
那个时候我就觉得这些不同的解释都没有什么意义了。
I could see, I think, for the first time in my youthful experience,
第一次的在我年轻的经历中
that the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus, and the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
就是讲到这个圣经预言的灵就是为耶稣基督做见证耶稣基督为耶稣基督做见证就是圣经中预言的灵
The heart of the scripture The very center of the scripture Is the testimony of the Lord Jesus
整本圣经的中心就是要为主耶稣做见证
And that testimony is what he says about himself
这个见证就是讲到的他的所事
What he says about himself to those who are gathered in his presence
就是讲到他所说的他的所事在我们当中 要得到彰显。
It's not what the experts have to say.
不是专家要说什么。
It's not what my buddy with his scrapbook has to say.
不是那位我刚才说的那位朋友要说什么。
It's not this school of thought and that school of thought.
也不是这个学派那个学派。
It is the living Lord Jesus Christ himself testifying of himself.
是那位活的复活的主对他自己的所事的所说的。
And he is so testifying to those who are gathered together unto him.
他就在和在他的名里面聚集的这些的神的儿女来为他自己做见证。
Who recognize that even though these eyes cannot see him yet.
实在是知道呢我们的眼所没有办法看到。
With the eyes of our hearts, we can behold him.
用我们心里的眼睛我们就能看到我们的主。
And we can see something of his beauty, of his glory, of his worthiness.
我们就可以看到他的荣美他的荣耀和他的配得。
Something of his kingdom.
是他的国。
The kingdom that is coming.
是主耶稣基督要来的国。
Is here.
是在这儿。
Because the Lord Jesus is here.
主在我们当中他的国就在我们当中。
And you know, this, it all didn't sort of settle on me at the time.
在那个时候还没有在我里面完全的得到解决。
Recently, a couple of months ago, there was another conference.
几个月之前呢又有一次的特会。
And the theme of this conference was The soon coming of the Lord Jesus.
这次特会的主题也是讲到主必快来。
And I remember thinking, you know, it's been 26 years since I was that young person sitting in the meeting.
我想到这是隔了26年以后又一个一次的机会。
And you know, if you ask me a lot of questions about Bible prophecy, I still would probably say, you know, I'm not really all that sure.
这个时候你问我很多关于圣经的预言我似乎也不能够得到有完全的解答。
I'm not afraid to say, I don't know anymore.
我已经不怕说我不知道。
When I was young, I thought it was embarrassing to say, I don't know, I'm ignorant.
或者26年以前呢别人问我的时候呢我就很觉得很羞耻或者是不愿意说我不知道。
But to hear that same message, it really...Dawn upon my heart, something I didn't expect.
但是26年以后我在听同一个信息我的心里是在被开启。
When I was younger, I would say, 26 years went by, and you still waiting for the Lord Jesus to come quickly.
若是我是在26年以前我或许会说26年过去了你还是要讲主耶稣再来没事情发生。
You wouldn't stand for 5 minutes if your bus was late.
你要是五分钟晚了五分钟你就不耐烦你的
You'd be very upset if the bus driver was 5 minutes late.
若是公车有五分钟的单延你就会非常生气。
Then you have to wait 10 minutes, you just walk back home.
若是要等十分钟你干脆就自己走了。
But here is 26 years and you're still waiting.
但是这里面26年以后你还仍然在等。
Now that was what I would have said 26 years before.
这是我若是在26年以前的光景我会这样说。
But this time I sat there and said, you know, in my heart before the Lord, 26 years and I'm still here.
这次呢就完全不一样。我坐在那里说26年以后我仍然在这里。
All that goes on in my heart that would take me away.
在我心中的这一切的发生的事情
And I've seen something of the reality of the Lord Jesus Christ that has kept me waiting.
我就想到这多少年来主耶稣实在是把我保守在他的里面。
It's not anything about me.
不是关于我。
God is faithful.
神是信实的。
I heard the testimony of a brother who was sick with cancer, and he knew that the Lord was going to take him home soon.
我听到一个见证，就是讲到我们一位患癌症的弟兄，他自己知道主要马上要很快要接他。
And he said, you know, when I was younger, I used to pray that the Lord Jesus didn't come back yet.
所以我, 他说, 我在我年轻的时候, 我常常讲的是, 我们的主, 不要马上来,
because I wanted to have time to serve the Lord.
因为我想要, 有时间来侍奉神,
and lead many people to Christ.
我要让很多人能够信主,
and do many works in the service of Christ.
能在这些侍奉当中能够为主做工,
and then I would feel when the Lord come, then I'd be ready.
那我就觉得呢，主来的时候呢，我就预备好了。And
the brother said something like this.
我们的弟兄就这样讲。He
didn't understand why the older brothers would laugh at him.
他不明白为什么这些年长的弟兄呢，不笑话他。That
really his prayer today was, thank God that he's kept me.
那现在他的祷告就是。 感谢主，主能够保守他。And
I pray that he keep my heart till I stand before him.
他说我祷告，要让主使我的心能够一直在他的里面。And
to many family members who were grieved because he was ill.
很多的那些亲友看到他生病的时候，
he said, brothers and sisters, I love you and I appreciate your love for me and your prayers for me.
他就说。 弟兄姊妹们，我非常的感谢主，让你们来爱我。
But when I go to him, my eyes will be upon him, and I will not be looking back.
当我到了他那里，我要专注在他的身上，我不会再回头看。
I have no regrets, that I say I will miss you, but I want to see him more.
我不会后悔我去和你们说再见。
Now it dawns on me that this is a kind of thing that you can only really say as the Lord deal with you for many, many years.
我里面的开启就是，除非主多年来这样来引领我们，我没有办法做这样的见证。
Is 26 years a long time?
26年是不是很长的时间？
Well, I sat in that meeting and I said it seemed like just yesterday.
似乎我在会上我给大家讲的时候，我就说好像是昨天的事情。
And you know that's what it means. I'm coming quickly.
这就是主说我必快来的意义。
Sooner than you think.
实在是比我们想的要早。You
remember the women on resurrection morning?
我们记得在主复活的早晨那些的妇女们。
You know they had heard the Lord Jesus say over and over again. That he was going to go to Jerusalem and he was going to suffer many things.
他们听到主说他要去耶路撒冷，要受很多的苦，好多遍。
He would be delivered to the elders and the scribes and the chief priests.
他主要被交在这些的祭司、文士和法利赛人的手中。
He would be shamefully treated, he would be mocked and spat upon, he would be handed over to the Gentiles.
他会被羞辱，被鞭打，被唾弃，会交给这个罗马的兵丁。
And he would be crucified, and on the third day he would rise.
他要被钉十字架，然后三天后复活。
Now again and again he said it, and all the more as they were approaching those final days of our Lord Jesus' earthly ministry.
主说了多遍，这样的时间越来越就近了，主要钉十字架了。
And I'm sure that some of these women at the tomb were right on the front row when he shared many times.
我想到那些去坟墓来拜访主的那些的妇女们，或许在主说这些事情的时候是在前面。
But when these things began to unfold exactly as he said, their whole world was turned upside down.
当这些事情按照主所说的一件件成就的时候呢，他们的世界就得到了完全的改变。They
were deeply shocked and deeply grieved. The Lord whom they loved, he had died.
他们仍然是很惊讶，仍然是非常的悲哀，他们所爱的主却被这样的对待。
And they heard him say again and again that on the third day he would rise from the dead.
他们听到主说三天以后他必复活，多很多的次数。
But this was troubling. They had no idea what he was saying.
但是他们却是不明白所说的意思。So
when they went to that tomb, there was sorrow and sadness in their heart.
当他们到坟墓去，到主的坟墓的时候，他们的心实在是很悲哀。
They were compelled by love, but yet
there was sorrow that sort of touched everything.
他们的心是被爱所驱使, 但是他们的里面感觉实在是很悲哀。
But the resurrection of the Lord Jesus came upon them like a thief in the night.
但是主复活就像贼,在夜晚的贼来降临在他们身上。
How do you mean? It was something very sudden.
因为这件事情来的是非常的快。
It was unexpected.
是没有我们所预想到的。
There was an earthquake.
像地震一样。
All the guards, they fainted away, but somehow they were wide awake.
这些看守的也受到震动。
And the messenger of the Lord announced, the one that you're looking for, he's not here.
天使呢就说,你们所寻找的不在这里。
He is risen from the dead, just as he said.
他已经从死里复活,正像他所说的一样。
Remember, just as he said.
记得吗? 他所,正像他所说的。
Why should you be surprised?
你为什么要感到吃惊呢?
Come, see the place where he lay. There's no one there.
你看他所躺卧的地方已经没有人了。Now,
the reason I mention this is because this chapter is the other place in the New Testament where you see those words quickly. It's the same words.
我来提到这一点是因为在其他的福音书中讲到他说到他的时候是要快快的。The
angel said, you go quickly now and tell your brothers.
天使就说你赶快去告诉他的弟兄们
Not go soon
不是说快去
Sometime in the future
将来的某个时间去
When you get around to it
当你有时间的时候
Go quickly it Go immediately Go now
go, 就是说马上去 立刻去
Because he will appear to you in the place where he said
因为他要在那里向你显现
Now this quickly is the response of the heart to the word, the announcement of his resurrection.
这个马上立即就是对于主复活的这个信息的一个回应。
What were they feeling? Well, they were feeling fear on the one hand, but great joy on the other hand.
他们怎么感觉呢? 他们一方面是 恐惧害怕,另一方面他又大大的欢喜。Of
course they were afraid. Who wouldn't be afraid? But there was joy that overwhelmed that fear.
当然他是有点恐惧,谁会不恐惧呢? 但是他里面却是大大的欢喜。And
everything that they had heard only as a message before, now was a living reality in their heart.
原来他们所听到的信息现在成为着一个何等荣耀的这样的一个实际
And as they were on their way, the Lord Jesus was also on his way.
当他们去的时候,主也在路上。
And he met them. And he said, rejoice.
主就遇到他们说,你们要喜乐。
And they held him by the feet and they worshipped him.
他们就来抓住主的脚来敬拜他。
Now dear brothers and sisters, when he comes again, it'll be the same way.
弟兄姊妹们,
there will be those whose hearts are eager to greet him.
有些的弟兄姊妹就会在心里面羡慕主的再来。
And they will anticipate a face-to-face meeting with one they already know.
他们就会里面就有渴慕要与这位他们所认识的主来相会。
And while they're on the way, suddenly he will meet them.
当他去的时候呢，他们就遇到了主。
Behold, I am coming quickly.
看哪，我必快来。
Dear brothers and sisters, let's pray that our hearts are tender. Our ears are listening.
弟兄姊妹，我们来祷告，让我们的心是柔软的，我们的耳朵是能够听见的。
That we may be surprised by joy on the day of his coming.
我们可以在他再来的时候，我们能够被他这个喜乐所吃惊。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for your precious words, and we do pray, Lord, that in these days, you would make them real in our lives.
主，我们谢谢你宝贵的话语，主，愿你在现在的时代让这些话成为我们里面的实际。
Lord, you're writing your story in the hearts of each one here.
主，你把你的故事写在我们每一个人的心门上。
We do pray, Lord, that we would be so deeply impressed with how real you are and how near you are.
主，我们实在是祷告，你能够让我们心里面特别的确信，主，你要马上就来。
Lord, make this a genuine response of our heart to thee. Come, Lord Jesus.
主，让我们的心里面有切实真切的这样的呼求，主，愿你快来。
We pray in your precious name.
我们奉你宝贵的名求。
Amen.
Amen.